answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So God bless America, if you love America, if you respect the flag, this is our second flag. Our first flag is the flag of the United States of America. God bless America, God bless all of you. God bless our army, our navy, and whosoever is participating in this. And I pray in the name of Jesus, all of you guys to come back home safe. And again, we love you, Mr. President. Thank you so much. God bless America, and we love the flag of this country. Thank you so much.
That is an Iranian citizen being more pro-American than many Americans are, right? Thanking Trump, thanking Jesus even. There are a lot of Christians inside Iran. I've been told by some who would know, I don't know of any numbers, if anyone has any numbers, that the Christian population inside Iran, while underground, is massive. The same in the Soviet Union, or what was Soviet Union, Russia, and in China. And of course, we know what happens in China with the Uyghurs who are Christians. They're being sought out and killed, exterminated. And the same would be in Iran. If they suspect you are worshiping God of Israel or Jesus. But there was an Iranian clearly saying, thank you for everything you are doing to help our nation, because they want to be free. Now, Trump has said, according to reports from CNN and NN, he doesn't care if they become a democracy or not, but we're not going to allow them to stand as a threat to the entire world and our nation and our people again. And you've got Democrats that are U.S. citizens who still say, well, we shouldn't be doing anything. He has not followed. In fact, he's broken the War Powers Act. He has not. They were to be notified. Congress had to be notified within 48 hours. Some were told probably right before it happened, and others learned minutes later as the bombs began to become public on TV. He's got 60 days to carry this out. And the question I have, and I have not had a chance to get to an expert to resolve it, that if he hits the 59th day and says, we're putting a stop to it right now, let a week go by, could he start over again? Or would that be kind of stretching the law as it's meant to be? But we've got too many in Congress that are not supporting our president. And you hear it's somebody in the middle of Iran praising him for what he's doing. I shared with you earlier in the first hour, in case you missed it. Remember, everything goes up as a podcast when we finish at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook, that the House narrowly rejected a resolution yesterday trying to curb Trump's powers in the war. How narrow? Well, this is, again, according to those who want to look for some kind of weakness, they say it shows that there's a widening conflict in U.S. priorities at home and abroad. We have lost 6 service members at last count. And they were not in Iran. They were not boots on the ground. They were at supply locations and things of that nature. They got targeted by an Iranian drone or a ballistic missile. Still a loss. President Trump will be there to receive them when they come home. And contrary to Joe Biden, he will not stand on the tarmac looking at his watch constantly. Is this thing over yet? Can I go? It will be a respectful, dignified return of flag-draped coffins. But we have a tally in the House yesterday. 219 wanted to continue to support the president. 219. 212 were against continuing. 7 votes. Rand Paul, to my knowledge, voted with the 212. And I haven't looking at the four, I haven't looking, taken a look, I should say, at the entire breakout of who voted how, but let that number sear into your mind as to how important and valuable the midterm elections are. Thanks for joining us. Hour number 2, Larry Connors, USA, March 6, 2026. Larry Connors, USA, we're going to bring you news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will know more by the time you finish this hour than you do right now. I promise you that. And one of the issues we're going to look at later in the hour, what about Mideast refugees caught in the midst of the war and the fighting going on? There will be some that will claim, and even in Iran possibly, they want to come to the USA because they want to seek asylum. They worry about being killed because they had been in some support of U.S. actions. They've been in the streets. They've been identified. What are we going to do about that? Now, accepting refugees under asylum is a legitimate reason to let illegals, I should say, immigrants into our country. We did that with the airlift out of Kabul Air Force Base. Remember all those that were put on board planes? Most of them had been cleared. Most of them had worked with our U.S. forces while we were in Afghanistan. But a lot of them got on. We don't know who they were or what they were doing. And they were not properly vetted before they were delivered to our shores. And I don't know how many ended up going into Minnesota as Somalia refugees at some point. And look what they've done there. No, we're going to have to do a better job of vetting it. Let me give you a quick breakdown of where we are at this point. On our 7th day, actually now into our 8th day, the Iranian Navy, all 30 warships destroyed. As Secretary of War Hegseth said, their Navy is the bottom of the water. That'd be nice if it was a submarine, but they were not submarines. You have some Iranian conservatives beginning to surface. And now these are not the ultra-conservative mullahs. These are monarchists in exile who are trying to launch a new political party. And they said in one statement, "We as a group of loyal sons and daughters of Iran at this critical juncture in history, with a sense of responsibility and commitment to our beloved country, hereby announce the commencement of activities of the Conservative Party of Iran to the great nation of Iran. Everlasting glory to the Shah and enduring unity of Iran." Now, we don't know who's going to end up leading it. And again, Trump is being quoted as saying, "I'm not saying they had to be a democracy." And he had at one point indicated, "We're not going to do anything to help them select." But now he's saying we might need to be involved in choosing whoever's going to lead Iran in the future so we don't have to go back and do this every 5 years or so. And the military action continues. White House spokesman Stephen Miller.
The president has made clear that he believes America's awesome military might should be used to protect and defend America's interests. Not to surrender the world to our adversaries, to our enemies, to those who would do us harm, not to surrender the world's resources, lanes of commerce, or capacity to keep our citizens safe.
And the action continued overnight. Trey Yancey has been on the ground and had this report.
Just last night, the Israelis launched a massive strike against the Iranian capital of Tehran. Those strikes have continued even as recently as last hour. And we have some new video here showing the Israelis targeting the compound underground that Iran's former supreme leader had planned to hide in if any sort of attack were to take place against his country. The Israeli Air Force used over 50 fighter jets and 100 munitions to strike this underground bunker. And a senior Israeli official telling Fox News that when the supreme leader was killed, he was actually above ground. He never made it to the bunker that they destroyed overnight. And this official says the result was exactly what planners had hoped for. Khamenei stayed above ground, and the opening strike of Operation Epic Fury found him right there. Now, today, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is holding security consultations with his cabinet to determine the next steps in phase two of this operation. And again, we expect these strikes to expand and continue in the days ahead. The Iranians are still launching their attacks against Israel. Overnight, ballistic missiles soared through the skies of this country. You can see in some Fox News video here, one of those missiles overshooting its target and slamming into the Mediterranean Sea. This happened a number of times.
And in fact, it happened so many times, you're thinking, are they purposely shooting them into the sea, or are their logistics so fouled up at this point? And in the meantime, Iran has been attacking Iraq. Yep, Iran against Iraq, because there's been discussion of CIA-armed Kurdish groups might use Iraq as a base to go into Iran. Iran doesn't think that's happening, but as stated by the Times of Israel, Iranian drone strikes are hitting Kurdish groups in northern Iraq, and other strikes hitting Iraqi oil facilities. This is, as Stephen Miller points out, not a politically correct fight or war, certainly not on our side.
What you're seeing right now is a military under President Trump's leadership that's not fighting politically correct, that isn't fighting with its hands tied behind its back. One of the reasons I fear that some people in this country lost faith in the military and the capacity to use that military to defend us is because we had a woke Pentagon. Because we had a military who, at the very highest levels, not the warfighters, was forced to fight a less than full fight. What you're seeing now is a military that is unleashed in all of its lethal prowess to go out and seek, destroy, and kill the enemy, which is what militaries are for.
And Trump has said, I want nothing less than an unconditional surrender. Unconditional surrender. We're giving you nothing in return for you surrendering other than your life. And he's repeated a cry that had been heard in the streets of Iran, even as Ayatollah was still in control. Make Iran great again. Now, Spain earlier this week had talked big game about defying the U.S. over the Iranian strikes, not going to allow us to use some of the bases. And immediately Trump said, well, they'll put a trade embargo on Madrid. And what happened? They folded like a cheap suit. In the meantime, in London, at least 10 have been arrested in London, believed to be assisting the Iranian intel agencies. They're all arrested on suspicion of trying to wreak havoc in the United Kingdom, and they're Iranian spies. They're gathering them up. Good. In the meantime, also, we have word that Russia has been helping with intel. Dan Coats, former CIA station chief.
Russia is providing Iran intelligence to target U.S. forces, officials say. This might not become as a surprise to you, but it will be very unwelcome news, I imagine, at the Oval Office.
It's old news. The Trump administration is well aware of this, going back to the first Trump administration when the Russian intelligence was providing the Taliban with intelligence to kill our soldiers there. That's just what they do. That's their currency in return for receiving Iranian drones and having Iranians create these, build these drone factories in Russia. The Russians provide tactical and strategic intelligence on their main enemy, the United States. Now, it hasn't really had a whole lot of effect. We're doing pretty well in spite of whatever Russian intelligence is making its way to Tehran. There was no early warning intelligence that would have saved Ayatollah Khamenei's life. So I wouldn't put too much stock in the value of this, but it just shows us that this is the axis of dictatorships, Russia, Iran, China, North Korea, that are all working against U.S. national interests.
Yeah, and you know what? Trump is already stating and being quoted as saying, Cuba is next, hinting that after we finish with Iran, we'll be focusing on Cuba. Trump has said he's got Marco Rubio already busy at it. And if you're going to count out to how many times we'll have talks, well, if I said six, it's going to be either less nor more than that.
Well, Cuba's doing very badly. They're failing. Cuba right now is, to put it mildly, a failing nation. And I've been hearing about Cuba. I said before, since I'm a little boy, I've been hearing about Cuba. And everybody wanted to change. And I can see that happening. Marco Rubio is dealing on it. And at a very high level. And, you know, they have no money. They have no oil. They have no food. And it's really right now a nation in deep trouble. And they want our help.
And Rubio, of course, his family is from Cuba. He knows and understands the situation. They had yesterday, earlier this week, I should say, a major blackout over the western half of Cuba, underscoring that there's an energy crisis because Trump has blocked the fuel. The fuel that was coming from Venezuela, remember that? Those ships were not going to be allowed to go in there. We were storming them, stopping them in the water, turning them back. And some analysts are being quoted as saying, and this is according to the Hill publication, the Cuban government will exhaust all the fuel reserves by mid to late March, which will bring the island to a standstill. Mid to late March. What are we today? March 6th. So he is now asking Secretary of State Rubio, maybe start talking to the Cuban officials and float a friendly takeover of the island. Trump at the White House yesterday said they want to make a deal so badly you have no idea. Now, what Trump actually wants is not clear. But they know what he did with Maduro in Venezuela and the war he's carrying out against Iran, which killed their supreme leader. Latin American experts say Cuba's leaders are probably looking at a wide range of options that would, one, secure their safety, obviously. Me first, and with economic reforms. And maybe, in fact, could have a new Cuba. Now, what about refugees coming out of the Mideast into our nation? We're told that's not going to happen. And then what about Jasmine Crockett and Omar Elon? Lock and load, ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I think it's safe to say there's no plan for a wave of new Middle Eastern refugees to the United States of America. I think, as the president has pointed out for a long time, there are a lot of countries in the region who would be capable of providing that kind of support if need be. But that's certainly not something we're planning on.
That is a critical point. We saw that with Gaza. You remember when they were looking for humanitarian aid for Gaza. No nation wanted the refugees from Gaza because they knew in their midst would be members of Hamas. And if those terrorists came into their nation and began to set up actions, and then we would want to attack those operations, we'd be hitting their country. And we're still at that point. And we're at that point right now with a lot of the refugees that will be coming out of the Middle East. At some point, there are plenty of places, Muslim nations, that should open their doors for their fellow Muslim. They don't need to be brought to the USA. Not saying I won't have anything against true Muslims who don't preach, kill the infidels, the great Satan, the US. But why do we need to do that? This is a different time than when immigration began in our nation. And we have taken in more, and we continue. We take 1 million plus every year. But generally, they have to be able to provide something. They have to be able to prove that they're not going to come here and just live off the government teat. But the Democrats have no problem with that. And if you can get into Minnesota, you have a chance to make a lot of extra money through fraud. And other states are the same way. Other blue cities and states will eventually begin to find out what they have lost. And I don't know how to wake up the left and say, do you not understand every dollar they steal is one less dollar for you and your family? You're complaining about housing costs? The wages you're getting, the price of food going up, affordability crisis. Who do you think starts that? Those who are stealing your money. Which I will have to admit brings us to Kristi Noem and Trump's decision to replace her as Department of Homeland Security. I want to break it down for you. Trump is nominating Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to replace her. I think he'll do a good job. So he'll be working to keep our borders secure just like she did. And she did a good job on that point. But apparently she did not make any friends on Capitol Hill. Not that Trump has made a lot of friends on Capitol Hill either. So it's not a matter of can you be friends, but can you get the job done? And in some cases, are you overstepping your bounds? And that might be the issue. She did not have a good showing in her recent appearances before bipartisan congressional committees. Two things happened. One, she was supposedly having an extramarital affair with her de facto chief of staff, Corey Lewandowski. And under oath, she refused to deny the affair. Under oath. And then there was some bipartisan probing about mismanagement of DHS money. Part of it was leasing, or buying, I should say, two luxury Gulfstream jets and leasing a Boeing business jet 737. That 737 had a bedroom and a bar on board, unlike any other plane that would be used for unauthorized immigrants. And yet she said it was going to be used for executive air travel and deportations. They're not likely to use that plane for deportation. And Axios, as it's reporting it, and I don't know how factual this is, that's why I gave you the source, because if they're right, they deserve the credit. If they're wrong, they deserve the blame. But they claim that the intrigue involves Kristi Noem and Lewandowski lending that 737 to the First Lady, who used it on several flights from D.C. to New York. Officially, there's been no response from the White House nor the First Lady. And according to the Axios reporter, again, the way you write this says a lot about read between the lines. Do you get facts or fat? But they're quoting an administrative official, anonymous, of course, saying, Noem and Corey are really smart because they flew the First Lady on that same plane. They think they're bulletproof. And one administration official told Axios, the plan costs for those three planes more than $270 million. As they say, according to one official, the world's worst deal in buying an airplane. Trump apparently, according to Axios, had been made aware of the situation. And another one who spoke with Lewandowski said that Trump was suggesting that both he and Noem move on. In fact, the official said, and again, we're talking about an anonymous official, telling them to move on, it was not a positive call. And then they look at what Noem had been doing and what was happening on her watch. And of course, immediately they want to jump into Minneapolis and the shooting of the woman who refused to stop her car and get out of it and try to run down a DHS agent, an ICE agent, and got shot and killed. And of course, we had another guy that showed up with a gun. That case is still being worked out as to what the facts are. But one of the Trump advisors, again anonymous, apparently telling Axios, Minneapolis was just a disaster. We were supposed to be stopping fraud from Somalian illegals, but we wind up shooting two people in the middle of the street. That wording, by the way, if that's really what the person said, they're wrong. They've got that entirely wrong. But it's painted in such a way as to say Kristi Noem was basically telling ICE agents to shoot and kill people in the street. That's what they're trying to suggest. And there's been a holdup on some FEMA money for disaster relief. I want to defend her. I really do. But if the facts are there, you got to recognize them. And there are no sacred cows when it comes to Larry Connors USA. We call everyone out. So, yeah, maybe it is time for Christie to go. But she's actually being given another position. Will this be something really big or not? She's being named the special envoy for the Shield of the Americas. As Trump said, our new security initiative for our Western Hemisphere. That's a big position. It's not a cabinet position. It doesn't need Senate approval. It could become a cabinet position later, but it's not now, so he can just appoint her to that and see what she does with it. Then we have these sanctuary jurisdictions across the U.S. last year. And Noam pointed this out that I think, again, reemphasizes her ability to know and understand the immigration crisis in our nation. Aside from all the other stuff, even if all that's true, this counts as well in her favor. 18,000 ICE detainers for criminal illegals being held in jail cells in sanctuary cities were not complied with. They had been arrested. I said, we want you to hold them until we get there and pick them up. And they let them go, which then you got to go out in the street and get them. And if you go do that, then you're probably having to get into something else with other members of the public. And one of the ones that had been arrested and then got released had more than 40 prior arrests and ended up killing someone. And the Virginia governor, Spanberger, the future of the party, I guess, is suggesting we're not going to honor any ICE detainer moving forward. These people are not looking to make America safer. I do believe that Christie Noem was bent on doing that. But just because you're doing good over here does not give you an excuse to do something bad over here. Which brings us to James Carville and his thoughts about getting rid of Omar. But first, word from Stephen Miller coming.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson Windows, built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service.
Mm-hmm.
McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
America first means America will be the greatest, most unquestioned, unmatched power in the world. And it means we will defend American lives. And yes, we will avenge American blood. Iran has waged war against the American people, this regime, for 47 years. They took our embassy hostage. They bombed our Marines in Beirut. They kidnapped, tortured, and murdered the CIA station chief. They have maimed and wounded and attacked thousands of American troops. All of that American blood spilled by this regime.
Yep, that's Stephen Miller, of course, from the White House. You know what they're also doing in Cuba? Especially since Trump has said, I'm going to send Rubio to start talks with Cuba, see if we can get on the same page with them and get rid of their government, which is a threat to our Western Hemisphere. The communist leaders in Cuba have been holding services in honor of Khomeini, honoring his death. They're 90 miles from our shore. And I have no idea how many Iranian enthusiasts and supporters are inside Cuba waiting for an opportunity to carry out terrorist acts against us. I want to take a moment to go back to the issue of Kristi Noem, because I don't want to shortchange anything that someone would say, well, you're trying to cover for somebody with Trump. I told you I like a lot of what she's done, but if she's done wrong on some of these other things, we need to have a reckoning and an accounting. I don't know that she's done anything wrong based on what I've seen. I hear stories, and I repeat them to you. But let me share this with you. Governor Walz of Minnesota, he's one of those dogs jumping on this bone, too. Oh, yeah, yeah, we got another one down in the dirt. Let's go. He was doing an interview with MS Now's Jen Psaki. Remember Jen Psaki, circle back? He said, Noem should get used to spending more time in Minnesota, because I have a pretty good feeling to the future she may be doing that, because we've got to have accountability. That is almost... How can he say that with a straight face? He's worried about, we need to hold Kristi Noem accountable for raiding and taking illegals out of Minnesota, Somalians, when I have pointed out to you repeatedly, the numbers bear it out as to how many Somalians have been involved in welfare fraud or outright theft. Or if they're not involved in any of that, they're basically living on welfare in his state. But see, once they get a target, they're going to try to get into that. She said, according to he said, she slandered Minnesotans. And I'll give you another one who has the same kind of attitude. I'll give you the source. The canceled CBS late night TV host Stephen Colbert, his show's still on for right now. He opened his show last night calling Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, and I'm quote, a domestic terrorist who deserves to go to Gitmo. Once again, they can't just stick with the facts. They've got to embellish it. You can say that she's done something wrong and we want accountability. I'm all for that. But you're calling her a domestic terrorist and deserves to go to Gitmo? And of course, this crowd loved it. They hollered and shouted. Won't be long before that studio is dark. We have too many of this nation that just don't really like our nation. They just don't like it. We know that. There's a Fox News survey. 49% of registered voters were called. What do you think about capitalism? Is it working or not? 38% said they like the idea of America discarding capitalism. Go for socialism. 38%. These are registered voters being surveyed. Fox points out the last time this question was asked was in 2022. That time, 32% said that. Now it's 38%. Maybe more of those who were opposing got registered voters, so now they're being counted. And the report does add there are different and divided views over what is capitalism and whether it's working well. 51% say it's working very well or somewhat well. 49% say capitalism is not working well at all. We'll put them in a Mondami indoctrination camp. Let them all eat using the same spoon for a while. See how they like capitalism then. Which, by the way, while we have capitalism and freedom, two things you should know. One is a positive thing and one can be. I don't know if it's going to end up being that way or not. Should I give you the good or the bad first? What do you want? Good or bad? Good or bad? Let's go good. Actually, it can be good both ways. The Department of Education, under Linda McMahon, says we're going to investigate a Wisconsin school district that is still allowing boys to use girls' restrooms, still pushing indoctrination, while multiple parents have been concerned that boys were allowed to go into the girls' restroom. You have a daughter? Do you want a boy in the same restroom as your child? Oh, you want the other good news? Okay, I'll share that with you too. I'm not going to leave you hanging. This you're going to like. Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee of Utah, introduced yesterday a National Constitutional Carry Act in the Senate. If he can get it through the Senate and the House, it would remove nationwide the need to have a, quote, government permission before you carry a handgun for self-defense. It would be just like having your driver's license. You have a right to have it here as be driving in this state and go anywhere in the nation, and it's still accepted if you're legally allowed to have a gun. Of course, the left is going to fight that, which again, I bring you back to how important it is for the midterm elections. This is something that you need to keep in mind. If you think that you should be able to carry your gun legally in any state, not have to worry about being arrested, because you're carrying a pistol in a blue city or state, then you need to make sure you're voting in the midterm. If Trump cannot get things passed, if everything comes to a roadblock because we lost the House, I think we'll hold the Senate but could lose the House, there'll be gridlock. You won't get any of this stuff done. I'd raised a question earlier about Omar, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. In a 2018 interview, she had stated, "Our country should be more fearful of white men because they're causing most of the deaths within this country." First of all, I question that. I don't know how she came up with that number. But she continued, "We should be profiling, monitoring, creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men." The white men that have been involved recently in high crime stories have been transgender men. And most of the killing in the nation, unfortunately, is black-on-black crime. James Carville was asked about that. And he said, in 2024, 72% of the people that voted were white, right? Okay, that's a fact, he said. Of that 72%, 48% were probably male. He said, I did the math. About 33% that are going to vote or going to be voting would be white males. It's stupid to attack 33% of the voters. And he's saying, I think she should run to be a Democrat socialist of America. Get out of the Democrat Party. In other words, he's acknowledging she's dragging the party down, as are all the leftists that have hijacked the Democrat Party. They've destroyed the integrity of what the Democrats used to stand for and what many of them still do stand for. I've been running a commentary today on a Michigan legislator, a black woman, said, I am leaving my party. I cannot reconcile my party with what the Bible teaches. And my duty and obligation is to God, not a political party. I would give her an amen for that statement. All right, before we leave, let's do a little recap again as to where we stand with Iraq. And again, General Jack King says we're having great success.
What we have been able to achieve militarily is really quite remarkable, and it's a fulfillment of the very ambitious plans that we had put together based on excellent intelligence and the very experienced forces that are at play here in knowing what we could do based on that intelligence. We have on the battlefield here the two most proven militaries in the world today. They have the most experience, and for the first time ever, they are working on a combined operation that has common goals together. And that's, nobody can stand up to that. And certainly not the Iranians, who are already in a weakened condition. So let's take an example, ballistic missiles. That was the major conventional system that they have, and something that we were both very concerned about, the United States and Israel. And on day one, we did massive attacks on that, so much so that it reduced their ability to retaliate. Remember, on day one, they were saying, we can respond, Israelis and the CENTCOM people as well. And then our ambition was is that by day three, we would reduce their ability to retaliate and conduct attacks against U.S. bases and Israelis by 75%. That is exactly retaliation diminishment that we achieved on day three.
Four-star retired General Jack King. And I know this audience is very astute. And I know you listened to every word I said. And I did say, going into him talking about the war in Iraq, obviously, we're talking about Iran. Iraq is being pulled into it, by the way, because Iran is beginning to fire rockets into Iraq, trying to kill some of the Kurdish forces that might be amassing to come into Iran and take control of the government or join with other forces. And here in our nation, we were talking about Ilhan Omar a moment ago. She's one of the members of the squad, as you well know. Yanya Presley, another. Rashida Tlaib. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Can I bring you a coffee, a barista? They are among 53 Democrats that oppose a non-binding House measure, non-binding, but say they refused to acknowledge that Iran is the largest state sponsor of terrorism. Florida Congressman Mass put that before the House for a vote. 372 members of the House, which would include a lot of Democrats, voted yes, they are the largest state sponsor of terrorism. Two Democrats voted present. What a weakling. What a wimp you are. You vote present? Why don't you just go and leave the damn room? You could be listed as absent. But of the 53 that voted to say Iran is not the largest state sponsor of terrorism, includes four of the squad members, obviously, and they hate America more than they love it. That's a fact. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back here Monday. I'll look forward to being with you again. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.